Larry Bluestein joined this evening by Stephen Gonzalez and also Danny Garcia. We take you up until 10 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much in our last segment to head coach Bill Reichel from St. Thomas University and also coach A.J. Scott from Miami Norland, Miramar. I'll get it right. Speaking about Miami Norland, the Vikings will be in action in the first round of the state playoffs on Friday. They'll play the Hialeah T-Breds. There's no getting around the fact that over the last couple of years, one of the top players in the state of Florida has been Ennio Yapur. EJ has done everything asked of him, from not only from the standpoint of a player, a leader, also a student in the classroom, and certainly getting ready this week to go after the record. He needs 775 yards over the last, last five games. Hopefully it'll be a state championship run like last year to become the all-time leading passer in the state of Florida. Pretty darn good. He heads into his fifth postseason this Friday night. He's kind enough to join us. EJ, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much, Pete. Thank you all so much, Larry, for having me on for tonight, man. I appreciate it.
You know, anytime, man. I've watched you ever since. You know, I mean, since you began, I've admired what you've done, your leadership, your hard work, everything on and off the football field. It's gone pretty quick. I mean, I know 5 years is a long time, but it's gone pretty quick. And you know, this is your last run here in the postseason. Talk about what this team is capable of, because last year you went to the state championship game. You fell short to Tampa Berkeley Prep. Does this team have what it takes to get all the way and win it?
Absolutely. I feel like there's no doubt in my mind this team. One thing about this team, what I can say is that we've come from the bottom. Even though it may seem like we had it spoon-fed to us, especially with such a great team from last year. Of course, we have so many seniors graduating. Nobody thought that we were going to even be able to make it back in this moment that we're currently in right now. And what I can say is that this group of guys and my group of brothers this year have worked and worked and worked and have put in so much work, not only in the weight room, but in the classroom, on the football field, and just many other aspects of football. So this year we are definitely there.
And I've watched you, and you've done whatever it takes. Over the last year, you've got back into the gym, you trimmed down, you kind of said, hey, listen, you know what, I'm going to do what I can do physically, and certainly you've been a leader, and you've done things that a lot of people have never done. But the one thing I know about you, you're a team guy. I mean, the record's nice, and it'd be great to have a record. And I said this to Xavier Restrepo a couple of weeks ago after he broke the record, you know, at the University of Miami, and I said perhaps the one thing that's more important to him was the 9 wins the team has. I look at you the same way. The records are nice, but what Norland's been able to accomplish this year on the football field, I mean, you've got to take a lot of great pride in that.
Yes, sir, I do. I absolutely do. How the offense was at the beginning of the season compared to what the offense is now, it's like night and day almost, and that's really what I'm most proud of. You know, to get such a group of guys, young guys at that, because, you know, there's a lot of, I'm probably one of the older guys that's on the football field currently, but there are a lot of young guys that are returning. But just to get that group of guys and to make them come together and be able to gel the way that we have gelled this this later half into the season, it's amazing to see. And not only is it the players, but it's also a great due to Coach Jaquay Nunley and Coach Daryl Hardenberg. They have been amazing. And also the receiver coaches, to Coach Vaughn, and to the quarterback coach, Coach Joe.
Yeah, I've watched you guys enough, and I've seen you, and you look at this team, and you know, you have been tested this year. I mean, people can't say you haven't. You played some of the top teams. You played Chaminade. You played Central. Obviously, you played American Heritage in the first game. I mean, you went up to Coco and beat a team that no one gave you a chance, and you blew them away. So that shows you what this New Orleans team is capable of. Because last last year, obviously, like you said, you had a whole different type of team. You had speedy running back. You had some big linemen last year. This year, more defensive-oriented. How has it helped you going against that defense? Because you have quick guys in the secondary, young guys, but quick guys in the secondary. Gerard Smith has been just crazy for you, picking balls off, but also that defensive front line. How has it helped you in practice going against that defense?
Honestly, man, those guys give us, they give us crazy work every day. I cannot lie. Every day is a battle with those guys. And, you know, another thing about these group of guys this year, Larry, what I can't say is that we get after it. I can't lie. We really come after each other like we're on opposite side of the balls. And, you know, Coach Bird just said it in practice the other day, I understand the frustration. We're getting tired of hitting each other. So, you know, I honestly feel bad for how I live for what's coming, because we're coming out. When I mean full speed, I mean there's no stopping. We're like a bowling ball.
Yeah.
But what I can say about our defense is that they're fast, they're physical, they aren't scared, and they're very smart. That's another thing. We watch so much film, and we see so many tendencies on a high school level at that. So we're really prepared for a college room, because the amount of film we watch and the tendencies that we look for, the defense knows whether it's a run or pass just by the way people are lined up.
Yeah.
So
no doubt. I watch you. Do you find yourself, because I know that like in a couple of games this year, you took the ball and you said, hey, you know what? I'm going to put this team on my shoulders. Do you feel that now you have more balance? Because I see you have the running game's going. You have some receivers. Do you feel now that you could put something on everybody else and not have to do everything?
Yes, absolutely. You know, that's something that we emphasize as a team, and, you know, that we let everybody know that, you know, the Miami New Orleans is more than that. You know, Miami New Orleans is a football team at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Everybody contributes, you know. If God forbid that I go down, we got a second string guy that's ready to run the offense just like I was supposed to be. And, you know, he has to step up in those moments. And that's understandable, and that's respectable to a point, because it's like, and that's the brotherhood we have. I want to see Miami Nola win more than anything.
Yep.
So if it's done in a certain way that it has to be done, then so be it.
Yeah, no doubt. EJ, I can't thank you enough, brother. You're one of the class acts. Always love talking to you. Always love watching you. And, you know, we'll catch up with you soon.
Yes, sir.
Good stuff.
Can't wait.
Yep. Anio Yapur, one of the top quarterbacks in the state of Florida, ends hour number one. It went quick. Do not go away. We have one full hour, four guests to get to you. We'll see you soon.